Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
She didn't grow up thinking Ouija boards were dangerous. That idea came later. When she was younger, it was just something her family did. Not as a thrill or a dare, and definitely not as a way to talk to the dead. It wasn't about ghosts at all. It was practical, almost ordinary. They didn't own a real board, no box, no planchette, just paper, a pen, and a needle tied to a piece of thread. Someone would draw the alphabet in a loose arc. Yes, in one corner. No, in the other. Goodbye at the bottom, because that was how you were supposed to end it. They treated that word like a rule, not a warning. The needle would hang still at first. Everyone would sit quietly, leaning in, focused, no laughing, no talking, just waiting. And then it would move. Not fast, not dramatically. It would swing slowly, deliberately, letter by letter. Careful, patient. They used it to find things. Keys that had vanished. Jewelry misplaced for days. Small objects that should have been somewhere obvious but weren't. The needle would spell out answers. And almost every time the answers were right. That was the part that made it feel safe. It worked. No one felt afraid while doing it. The room never felt cold. No one felt watched. There was no sense of danger. If anything, it felt calm, focused, like everyone in the room had briefly tuned into the same frequency. She believes now that this is what fooled them. They didn't think they were inviting anything in. They didn't believe anything was coming through the board at all. They thought they were using a tool, something neutral, something harmless. If you don't believe a door can open, you don't worry about what might walk through it. The night everything changed, they were in the kitchen. She remembers it clearly because nothing about the setup felt unusual. Same table, same chairs, same paper, same needle. Her mother held the thread, like always. Her sister sat across from her. The men in the family were outside in the back garden smoking. You could see them clearly through the kitchen window. The house was quiet. Her mother began the way she always did, not with questions, but with intention. "Only good," she said softly. "Only peace." Then her mother asked the first real question. Is there anyone good here with us right now? The needle shifted, and before anyone could react, there was a knock at the front door. They laughed immediately. The timing was ridiculous, too perfect. Obviously, one of the men had run around to the front to scare them. It was exactly the kind of joke someone in their family would pull. Her sister pointed toward the window and said, "It's them." So they looked. Both men were still in the garden, same spot, same posture, cigarettes glowing faintly in the dark. The laughter stopped. The knock came again. Harder this time, not playful, not polite. It sounded impatient. No one spoke. Her mother didn't lift the needle. She held it so still, it didn't even sway with her breathing. Someone whispered that maybe it was a kid playing a prank. Then the door was hit again, loud enough to echo down the hallway. One of the men came inside to check. They heard the chain slide, the lock turn, and the door open. Cold air rushed into the house. "There's nobody here," he called back. They checked the street, the path, the garden gate, no footsteps, no sound of anyone walking away, no place someone could have hidden. Her mother didn't sit back down. She carefully set the needle on the table, gathered the paper, and wrapped everything in foil, then plastic. Then she tied it shut so tightly, the bag stretched around the knot. Her hands were steady. Her voice was not. "We're done," she said. "This stops now." She took the bundle out of the house that night. For a long time after that, nothing happened, which made it easy to believe the problem had been solved. But the idea that stayed with her wasn't about the knocking. It was about the timing. The first knock came right after her mother asked if any good spirits were present. The second came after she asked for something pure to speak. It felt less like an invitation being answered and more like something objecting to being excluded. Years later, she would realize that was the first time she understood something important. Some things don't announce themselves. Some things don't need permission. And some doors don't open when you invite them. They open when you acknowledge that they exist at all. After the night in the kitchen, the house went quiet. Not peaceful. Just careful. Nothing moved on its own. No voices, no footsteps in the hall. If anyone had been listening from somewhere unseen, it seemed content to stay silent. Her mother never mentioned the paper and needle board again. The subject vanished from the house as completely as the bundle she had taken outside that night. No explanations were offered. No lessons were given. It was treated like something finished. And for a while, that worked. Life filled in the space where fear had been. School, family noise, arguments about nothing. The kind of normal chaos that makes strange moments feel smaller with time. Until they went back to Lithuania. The apartment upstairs hadn't changed. The stairwell smelled the same. The walls held the same dull echo of footsteps. Even the light in the corridor felt familiar in a way that pulled at old memories. Three doors greeted you at the top of the stairs. Bathroom on the right, living room straight ahead, and the door on the left. She noticed it immediately. No one pointed it out. No one needed to. The space behind that door felt occupied in a way an empty chair doesn't. Not threatening, not welcoming, just claimed. People passed it quickly, voices lowered without anyone meaning to. Bags were never leaned against that wall. Even the family cat avoided that side of the corridor, choosing instead to sleep near the bathroom radiator. When she asked what was in the room, the answer came too fast. "Storage." No one met her eyes. She was 9 the night her sister stayed over at a friend's house. For the first time, she had a room to herself. It felt like a small victory, a step toward being grown up. She went to bed smiling. As soon as she closed her eyes, something breathed into her ear. Not a whisper, not a word, just air, warm and deliberate. She sat up immediately and checked the room. The window was closed. The door was shut. Everything was exactly where it should have been. That made her stomach tighten. She lay back down and pulled the blanket over her head, the way she always did when she was scared. It had always worked before. The blanket started to move, slowly, not yanked, not torn away, just pulled. She grabbed it and pulled back. There was resistance, steady and patient, enough to make it clear this wasn't imagination. When she finally tore the blanket free, cold air brushed her forehead. She ran, barefoot, heart racing, straight to her mother. Her mother didn't panic. She barely opened her eyes. "Go back," she said. The tone stopped any argument, so she went back. Nothing else happened that night. No more movement, no sound, no explanation. But the room no longer felt empty. It felt aware. In the days that followed, small things began to stack up. Her sister complained that her radio turned on by itself at night, always to the same volume, always shutting off before anyone could investigate. Her grandmother refused to enter the left room, even to retrieve stored items, asking someone else to do it instead. One afternoon, her father watched a television program about detecting energy using bent metal rods, held loosely in the hands. He laughed while trying it, treating it like a joke. The rods barely moved anywhere in the apartment until he stood near the left-hand door. They swung hard enough that he dropped them. He laughed again too quickly. When she asked which direction they moved, he said it didn't matter. That answer stayed with her. No one ever said what they thought was in that room. No stories were shared. No names were given. Avoidance became the agreement. Before they left Lithuania, she stood alone in the corridor one last time. She didn't touch the door. She didn't speak. She simply stood there. Nothing happened. But she walked away with the unmistakable feeling that something had noticed her standing there. Years later, that same feeling returned in Malta, and she would finally understand that it had never been about the rooms or the boards at all. It had always been about attention. Malta should have felt different, and it was a holiday after all. A clean break from old apartments and quiet corridors and doors no one talked about. A place that belonged to no one they knew. A hotel room meant to be temporary. Anonymous, untouched by memory. And for the most part, it was. Bright walls, crisp sheets, the sound of traffic drifting up from the street below. Nothing that felt old or heavy or claimed. Except for the radio. And from the moment they arrived, it didn't work. The staff came up, pressed buttons, frowned, apologized. They promised to replace it and never did. It wasn't a big deal. They had a television. They had their phones. Music wasn't essential. Still, her mother mentioned it more than once. How it would be nice to have something playing while they got ready. How it made a room feel warmer somehow. On the morning of her mother's birthday, the room was filled with that soft, happy chaos that comes from trying to make someone feel celebrated without making a big show of it. Breakfast in bed, wrapping paper crumpled at their feet. Laughter that felt lighter than usual. Someone mentioned how nice it would be if the rest of the family were there. Sisters working, cousins busy, life getting in the way, as it always does. Her mother smiled, then looked away for a moment. "I wish my parents were here," she said quietly. The radio turned on. There was no static, no crackle, no delay. It clicked on as cleanly as if someone had pressed the power button on purpose. Music filled the room, not loud, not startling, just there. The three of them froze. No one reached for the radio. No one spoke. The song played all the way through, gentle and reassuring. The kind of song that doesn't demand attention, but offers comfort anyway. When it ended, the radio shut itself off. The room stayed silent for several seconds after that. Her mother laughed first, but it sounded thin. Maybe they fixed it. No one called the front desk again. Later, when they looked through photos from the trip, she noticed something she hadn't seen at first. Pale circles of light near the dresser where the radio sat. Dust, maybe. Reflections, maybe. She didn't say anything. By then, she was starting to understand that naming things gave them weight. Not long after that trip, they went to Wales. Caernarfon Castle wasn't on her list of places she felt excited about. It was stone and history and tourists, a place people went to learn, not to feel. But the moment she stepped inside, she felt it. Not fear. Presence. The unmistakable sense that the space wasn't empty, even when no one was nearby. Like walking into a room where someone had just been standing moments before. They wandered Tessie through the castle, reading plaques, climbing stairs, worn smooth by centuries of footsteps. At one point, they entered a small exhibition room. Her mother lifted the camera to take photos so she wouldn't have to read everything later. The camera stopped working, no warning, no low battery signal, just dead. They swapped batteries, tried again, nothing. As soon as they stepped out of that room, the camera worked perfectly. They joked about old buildings interfering with technology, but no one laughed very hard. Later, they found a staircase leading higher up and decided to climb. At one level, a dark passage opened behind them. No windows, no lights, just a stretch of stone swallowed by shadow. She stopped immediately. "I'm not going in there," she said. Her mother teased her lightly but didn't push. Before turning away, she lifted the camera and snapped a photo of the dark passage. No flash, just a quick click. They finished the tour without incident. It wasn't until they got home that the photo revealed itself. Her parents called her into the living room and hooked the laptop to the television. "You need to see this," her mother said. The image of the dark passage appeared on the screen. It wasn't dark, and it was illuminated softly but clearly, as if light had been poured into a place that shouldn't have had any. The stone walls were visible, the curve of the passage clear, and in that light there were shapes, not sharp, not obvious, but suggested. Faces where faces shouldn't have been, a profile here, a hollow suggestion of eyes there. Once you saw them, you couldn't unsee them. Her stepfather muttered something about camera artifacts. Her mother didn't argue. They flipped through more photos taken higher up in the castle, more pale flares, more odd light distortions. Nothing dramatic on its own, and together they told a different story. After that, they tried not to talk about it much. But something had shifted. It became noticeable in small, uncomfortable ways. When ghosts or strange stories came up in conversation, their dog would lift her head and track something unseen across the room. Sometimes there would be a single knock somewhere in the house, a wall, a door frame, a sound just loud enough to stop the conversation. Never more than one. Never when no one was talking about it. She thought back to the kitchen, to the hotel room in Malta, to the castle. Different places, different years, different circumstances of the same pattern, and things didn't happen randomly. They didn't happen when people were afraid. They didn't even happen when people were searching. They happened when someone acknowledged something out loud, when someone expressed longing or curiosity or remembrance. Attention wasn't an invitation. It was recognition. She doesn't use Ouija boards anymore. She doesn't hang needles on thread or ask questions into silence. She doesn't believe she has to. Whatever exists doesn't need tools. It listens on its own. Her mother still has habits she doesn't talk about. Small ones, quiet ones. A talisman near the door. A pause before entering certain spaces. A careful way of speaking when the past comes up. And sometimes, when the house is quiet and the conversation drifts too close to old stories, her mother will glance toward the front door, not in fear, in awareness, as if she understands something now that she didn't back in that kitchen. Some doors don't exist to be opened. They exist to remind you where the boundary is. Some things don't follow you. They simply notice when you notice them back.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? 1 in 4 tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.